Welcome to the Working Genius Podcast, where we discuss anything and everything related to the six types of working genius and how it impacts your work and your life. I'm Pat Lincioni, your host, joined by Cody Thompson, my co-host. How you doing today, Cody?
Doing great. Go back to old reliable. Doing great.
Doing great. We got Matt Lincioni, our engineer, not on mic. Might jump in. You never know. And Cody, what's our topic today?
Oh, I just had a thought. Maybe we re-record. What if we call it When Your Genius Sucks instead of When Your Genius Is Annoying? Because Tracy's gone, you know?
We've never done that on this podcast. Do you think enough people know?
I'm sorry. I just thought of that. It felt like it was worth saying right now. And
I think we should just keep recording right now and let people in on that.
Okay. We can do that.
That's going to be the topic today, When Your Genius Sucks.
We were
going
to call it When Your Genius Is Annoying, but whenever Tracy's gone on At the Table, we end up trying to work that word into the title. She's not here. I just thought of it live. So I say we go with it, When Your Genius Sucks. Pat, what does that mean?
That means this. Genius sounds like a great word, and it is. Everybody's got a genius. They've got two. But sometimes our geniuses suck. Sometimes we don't need them, we shouldn't use them, and they really annoy people. And we can't help it usually, but we do it anyway because we're used to it. So we're going to talk today about how every one of the six geniuses can be really annoying to other people, but even to ourselves, right?
Yeah, I think that's it. It's not just that like, hey, somebody else finds your genius annoying sometimes. It's that when you're hardwired to think about things a certain way and you show up that way, there are times where even you can't help yourself from doing it. And you're internal filter is saying like, please don't do that thing that I know you're about to do. And you do it anyway, because this is how we're wired and it's what we enjoy. And so I think like you, Pat, the reason we came up with this topic is we were thinking through all the ways that we annoy others and find ourselves annoying sometimes with our geniuses. And you could go down the list from W all the way to T, from wonder all the way to tenacity and say, hey, there's a time when each of these things, when you show up this way, you know you shouldn't, you do it anyway, and it annoys others.
Yep. They say when you're a hammer, the whole world looks like a nail, where sometimes the world doesn't need a hammer, but that's all we know how to do. Yeah. So let's talk about first, the genius of wonder. A wonderful genius. But sometimes the wanderer who ponders things and asks questions and is curious and just thinking about things, sometimes we don't want that.
Yeah.
And sometimes we're deep into a project or we're doing something, and out of nowhere, the wanderer says, hey, is this really the right idea? And we're like 2 days from launch, and there's nothing we could do if it isn't the right idea. And we're like, could you please not wonder right now?
Right.
The stage for wondering is over.
Exactly. And that's one way you find it annoying is when they do it out of the confines of that process, like out of order or in the wrong environment or something. But also it can just be that people with wonder ask a lot of questions sometimes. And sometimes, and we've worked with people that have wonder, you can, you know, I'm a galvanizer or discerner. So I remember a particular person we worked with who had lots of wonder, and it seemed like every day I had to re-satisfy all the questions. So they'd be like, what about this? What about this? What about this? And I'd be like, okay, well, good. I answered all those questions. We're on to the next thing. And then I'd show up the next day and, hey, can you just remind me again why? And I was like, oh no, can we just do this one time? You know? So it can be the amount.
Yep. We need wonder, but sometimes it is annoying.
Yeah.
No doubt.
This is an equal opportunity podcast. We are going to pick on every single one of these, including our own. So let's go to invention, because you are an inventor of the highest order. Like, you're an inventor on steroids. And there are times where you find
as it turns out, this is the one, Cody, that has no factor that's annoying. Nobody is ever annoyed by invention.
I actually wish Tracy were here right now, because 25 years of working with you, she'd probably have way more stories than I would. But it's funny, because we utilize your invention so much. And then there are other times where I'm like, hey, Pat, I'm going to send this email out to this group. And you're like, oh, you know what we could do? And I'm like, no, Pat, it's just an email. Turn that off. I don't need that right now, you know? But you can't help yourself. That's just who you are, how you're wired.
Absolutely. And there's plenty of times where it's like, we don't need a new idea.
Right.
And I'll be in a meeting and go, oh, I have a thought. And they'll go, yeah, we don't need that right now. Keep it to yourself.
There's also this thing that where you've surrounded yourself with a bunch of discerners, and there are inventors like to innovate and change things. And then there's a bunch of people around you that are like, well, Pat, this isn't broken. So you don't need to innovate around it. You don't need to change this, like come up with something totally new. We have a system that works, you know? And so there are times where I think that we could probably give you a little more permission sometimes, but you have a lot of ideas.
Oh yeah. And sometimes that's great. And sometimes it's exhausting. It's like, we'll humor him and let him tell us, but we're never going to use his idea because we don't need another one. Or my wife will say, hey, help me clean the garage. And I'll be like, ooh, yeah, I have a new way that we should do. And she's like, I didn't say redesign the garage.
Yep.
I said, just help me. Just do what I ask you to do. So invention can be very annoying. And for me, it's annoying because I find myself constantly, and this is really annoying, like I'm always looking for a new model for something. Like, you know, when I should just be living and doing whatever, and I'm like, ooh, I think there's a new model there. And it's like, yep. Shut up, Pat. The world doesn't need a new model for that. Just put away your eye. Mm-hmm. So even for me, it can be annoying to be an inventor sometimes.
Yep. Okay, let's do discernment then. So
both of us are discerners.
The discerner is, you know, it's sort of that integrative thinking, the evaluating ideas, the figuring out what works. Yeah. Exactly.
Evaluating, assessing, giving feedback, all that stuff.
So I can tell you from a personal story about how discernment gets annoying to others and to myself. Is discernment is one of my, you know, one of my working geniuses. And I was telling you this story earlier. I cannot believe, and I think it might be because I'm a discerner and galvanizer. Like I see something or evaluate something and I can't help myself but tell someone. But so Lindsay and I, my wife, we're having a spirited discussion about 2 nights ago, and and I had provoked a little bit of an argument, and she listens to this. She constantly is afraid of what we do in the home, that it's going to wind up on the podcast, and it is 90% of the time going to happen. But we were having this conversation, and in the middle of an argument, I literally was discerning, hey, you know what? If she had showed up this way to this conversation, this would have gone a lot differently. And in my brain, I'm like, don't give her feedback right now. This is the exact wrong time. But I could not help myself. And I'm literally trying to stuff the words back in my mouth where I'm like, hey, let me give you a little feedback on our argument here. And she's like, this is not the time. But that is actually how I'm wired. I couldn't help myself, even though I wanted to. It was, hey, that's when my genius sucks. That's when it gets annoying to other people, is when you can't help yourself but evaluate things or figure out, hey, this is how it could have gone better.
Oh yeah. I'm the worst person in the world to go to a movie with because I love movies, you know, and if it's bad, I analyze it and I have to curate it and tell people why it's bad and what could have been better. Years ago at the table group, we used to bug out of the office and go to a movie once every 6 months. And we'd pick bad movies, whatever, you know. We went and saw Charlie's Angels, the first one. And I don't want anybody listening to this to try to tell me it's a good movie because it was horrible. and we left the movie theater and came back to work. And people were like, yeah, that was pretty good. And I was like, no, it wasn't. It was horrible. And it's like, I had to discern. I couldn't just go, it's fine.
Right.
But I'm constantly rating things and evaluating things and making lists and all this kind of stuff. Sometimes you just need to say it was fine.
I think that's a really good example because I think that the way that Amy and Tracy were saying it's fine was probably like, hey, that was pretty fun. We got out of the office and we just watched a movie that we had very low expectations for. But as a discerner, you were like, no, you can't say that that movie was good and you can't help yourself but say that. You know, it's just like,
yeah,
you go to a movie, a play,
restaurant.
You listen to a sermon sometimes and I'm like, yeah, that could have been better. It's like, shouldn't I just sit there and go, oh, I'm supposed to learn from this? You know, it's just, you can't shut it off.
It's so true. I go to church and if things are disorganized or somebody's making a mistake, I have to evaluate it. And, you know, G is one of my working competencies. I'm like, I got to go tell the priest.
Yeah.
I got to go. They have to change that. It's like, hey, just relax, buddy. Go totally. Home and watch TV. So, yep, D can be annoying. D okay. can be annoying. How about G, Cody? You're a galvanizer.
Oh, I can tell you how that sucks. And so can you probably, because I'll tell you the main way that I see this play out in my life where it gets annoying for other people is I have this tendency during meetings to continue to galvanize people far after they're already on board. So like, and if I'm not getting the right visual cues or something where I'm like, if someone's not like, yay, I'll just keep saying the same thing over again. And then someone inevitably will be like, no, 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 we get it. We're on board. We want you to shut up so that we can go do the thing that we're supposed to do. And I end up over and over again going, oh, you gotta, come on guys, we're going to do this. And they're like, yeah, we get it. We're on board.
Yeah. You know, some people with G2, people will all be sitting around talking and they'll say, you know, I really like Hawaii. And they go, we should go to Hawaii. Yeah. Let's plan a trip. And it's like, I was just saying I like Hawaii. You don't need to do anything about it, you know?
Yeah, totally. That's definitely how that plays out a lot of times. It's like sometimes people, you're at a dinner party or someone's discussing something, you know, in a conversational setting. And it always feels like you have to motivate them to action. And sometimes they're just like, hey, I just thought we'd talk about Hawaii, or I thought we'd talk about camping. We don't need to bust out your tent right now to do this, you know?
Absolutely. Now, ease, it's hard to tell a person with the genius of enablement that they're annoying because they're so helpful and so nice and so willing to respond. But that's exactly how they can be annoying, because sometimes you don't want them to enable. Yep. You want them to disagree or to provide feedback or just to, and they're too quick to say, all right, okay, I'll go do it right away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not always necessary.
Yeah. And I think that we discovered that a little bit. We have a lot of DEs in the office, Tracy, Karen, Danny. And so you have to sometimes make sure that when you're throwing out an idea, that you have to be explicit, like, hey, I want your discernment right now, because otherwise we skip right to, I'll help you with that. And sometimes that can actually be a negative thing, like just going right to, let me help you get that started before we do the discernment thing. So you're absolutely right that jumping right to enablement it can be, as hard as it is to say, it can be annoying.
Yeah. And it makes people feel kind of bad. Like if you're sitting around the office, you're like, you know what I love? I love Cheez-Its. And so that today's episode is brought to you by Cheez-Its, a delicious cheese snack. And somebody goes, oh yeah, I'm going to go out and get some Cheez-Its for you. And you're like, no. Right. I feel like I can't say anything without you doing it. So sometimes people with the enablement genius, who I love, and they're the glue that holds teams together, sometimes they make us feel guilty because we can't express a thought without them feeling like they have to go do something for us.
Right. And you know, I wish this another time where Tracy being here would be helpful, because you and I don't have this, but I would imagine the way this is annoying for someone who has it, you know, we talked about how it's annoying for us when we can't watch movies, is the person who has E, the way it annoys them is they're like, why do I keep saying I'll help to all these people? Ugh. Like, I need help myself. And I know that Tracy would probably echo that sentiment, is like, I say yes to helping so many other people. And so, I wish I could just say no sometimes, but I'm hardwired to want to come alongside and support people.
Yes. And we have to acknowledge that for the ease, they're like, oh crap, I have to go buy Cheez-Its now. Yeah. They're like, I don't want to do another thing, but they're like, that's my job. I respond to people and I help them. And I'm sure that must just be exhausting at times.
Mm-hmm.
Exhausting at times. And which brings us to T, the tenacity, which is a little bit like that, but people with tenacity can be annoying because they always feel like they've got to go finish things right then. And it's like, sometimes there's not that patience for like you're in a meeting and we need to talk about it. There's like, okay, what do you want us to do? Let's just go finish. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, sit with this for a while. We don't need to be tenacious right this minute. We actually just need to ponder this, or we need to discuss this, or we need to evaluate it. And people with T can be a little angsty around getting started and just taking action.
And finishing. Yeah, like there seems to be a lot of efficiency, a high value on efficiency always. And it, you know, I'm sure that could play out in a personal life or in a work scenario where it goes, hey, there is some margin in here for us to not be checking things off a list. There's actually a lot of effectiveness that we could, you know, we talk about that concept of efficiency versus effectiveness. But even for a T, it's like, you know, my wife, you know, sometimes it'll be like, we have a lot of things to do. And the go-to step is, let's make a list. And I'm like, well, let's just do one of them right now, you know, and get right. started or finish that one. And granted, because she will listen to this and I don't want to provoke another one of those spirited debates, I love the list she puts together and they're super helpful for our family. But there can be a little bit of a default position to, okay, what's the next thing we can check off, versus taking a step back and going, okay, what's the best use of our time, you know?
Oh my gosh, I just realized how annoying I am. because my wife sends me to the grocery store and she gives me a list and I don't want a list. Yeah. I'm like, no. This is so annoying. I can't believe I do this. I'm not going to take the list. I'm going to see if I can't remember it on my own.
Yeah.
And she's like, what are you talking about? To me, it's like, no, I want to make it a game. And she's like, but you're going to come back without cream cheese. And she's right. I always miss something. I'm like, oh, sorry. I forgot that one. Just do the list. But that's because I have no E and no T. The idea of just doing what's asked of me and finishing things, I have to turn it into some sort of contest or game in order to stay interested in it. Yep. So that must be extremely annoying to people with E and T.
Well, I will also, I should tell this story because I told it to you guys. But we moved to Utah. We told listeners that. And so for the last 50 days, 60 days that I've been here, the piece of advice I got from one of my neighbors was, hey, go buy a snow shovel before the first snow, because the first time it snows, all the shovels sell out. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to do that. And Lindsay, four separate times on her list, was like, you need to buy a snow shovel. And I was like, yes, I do. And now, as we're recording this podcast, I'm looking out the window. There's 4 inches of snow on my driveway and sidewalk. And who does not have a snow shovel? This guy. And so that's one of the times where it wasn't annoying and I wish I had followed through on the list. And I wanted to tell one story that wasn't going to get me in trouble.
And you'll have plenty of time to think about that. Maybe even listen to this podcast when you're driving to Nevada to get a snow shovel.
Exactly.
So the point here is geniuses are God-given. They're wonderful. We all need to use them. The world needs them all. Every project needs them all. But sometimes any one of them can be annoying. Rather than worrying about that, we got to celebrate when that happens. Yeah, we can regulate it. We talked about regulating our geniuses sometimes. But just know no one is immune to being annoying sometimes. And don't ever damage or dampen, I should say, your genius, because it's not something that everybody loves in every moment. So
right.
We're all annoying. Thanks for annoying us today, Cody, Matt.
Of course.
And we'll look forward to talking to you on the next one on the Working Genius Podcast. So God bless. Bye-bye.